taking me higher than I've ever been before. I'm holding it back, just wanna shout out, give me more. You're just a hideaway, you're just a feeling. You let my heart.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. You fuckers thought you got rid of me, but you didn't. It's that Sharp Tongue podcast that we, after many debates and conversations with producers, friends, managers, potential sponsors, I've decided to keep Sharp Tongue going. Why get rid of it? You know, I enjoy doing it. I think it's a great outlet. I can do whatever the fuck I want. I do what I want. So I'm going to continue the Sharp Tongue podcast. So forget what you've heard. Forget what I've said. There may be a little bit of a more of a quiet period while I'm doing a little bit of adjusting as far as production goes and getting contracts in order and all of that fun. I still am going to try and post at least something every week until we have a release. We're going to have a re-release, almost like a relaunch of the podcast. Nothing is really going to change because I like the way it's been going. The only thing that's going to change is it may just be me. I might have guests once in a while, but for the main part of this podcast, I'm just going to be telling you guys about what happens to me on the road and letting you into the ins and outs of traveling comedian, kind of as I have been doing. And then, you know, on the offshoot chance I get to interview, a transgender doctor or perhaps a real Sasquatch. If I can interview those people, I'll have them on because those are things that interest me. But hey, I'm just here to let you know that I'm not going anywhere. My Hilarious podcast is going to be coming out as well. Everything is in a very transitional time, but I've made decisions and Hilarious is going to be out soon. I'm going to be broadcasting that from my dispensary in South Central LA. And Sharp Tongue is going to continue. So you'll be able to find Hilarious soon. That will be probably within 2 to 3 weeks. And Sharp Tongue, hopefully, will also be within 2 to 3 weeks. So I think I'm just going to tell you guys a little bit about what happened this past weekend. And, you know, hopefully y'all motherfuckers stick with me. If you know what's good for you, you stick with a bitch. I'm your ride or die bitch. Ain't nobody out there that's going to keep it real like me. You want to hear this? Hold on. That's the sound of $40. Stick with me. $40. I just got back from, I was in Washington State University, flew with weed in my bag. Happy America. Yeah, I had weed in my bag. I bought weed. I was performing at Washington State University. So I had my taxi driver pick me up, drive me to the pot shops that are right off campus there. Three pot shops that are right there. There's MJ's, which is owned by a lady named Mary Jane, an older woman. I walked in there and they didn't have, it's cash only. Most of these pot shops are cash only. It's cash only business. And they didn't have their ATM working. Like, that's like me doing stand-up comedy and my microphone's broke. Get your one thing fixed. I'm calling you out, MJ's in Pullman, Washington. Is it Pullman? Yeah, Pullman, Washington. And so I had to go across the street. I went across the street. Let's see if I can find the name of this place. It's like a Soltari or something. I'm going to type it into my computer right now. I went right across the street from MJ's. There's three of them right there. Pullman, Washington. They call them pot shops, which I think is adorable. You know, I went in there thinking I'm going to buy like a flower pot. Nope, I bought real flour and it was delicious. There's MJ's. There is, what is it? Is it Soltari's? The fuck? I can't find the name of this damn place. You got to check it out, man. It's really, really cute. It's right on, pretty much on the campus. Like, it's literally 5 feet off. They're like, we can't have marijuana on the campus, but we'll sell it 6 feet away. So I went there and I bought a gram of Alpha Dog, which was recommended. I said, I want happy weed. I want to laugh. And the nice gentleman gave me Alpha Dog. And then he also gave me Death Star. Well, he didn't give it to me. I paid for it, but still. So I brought him to the show. And I did my show for the Washington State University kids. A lot of fun. And I went afterwards to my hotel room, and my opener and his parents were there, and we smoked weed in his hotel room with his parents. So I'm in Trump's America. please, for the love of God, let the legalization go through smoothly, because that is just my dream. Just to chill in someone's hotel room with their parents, very lovely people. And we smoked weed. Then I went back to my hotel room. I ate macaroni and cheese croquettes with a little bit of bacon bits in them. And I dipped them in a spicy sweet jalapeno jelly. Are you dying right now? Do you want me to repeat what I just said? Mac and cheese croquettes with chips of bacon in them, dipped in a jalapeno jelly. I'll put the microphone down while you go scream. Will you just die in this moment? Okay? Did you die? Delicious. So delicious. And I was like all bugged out getting on, like going to the airport. I mean, the airport in Pullman, Washington it's like a 4x4 room. It's literally like the room that girl was kept in who had her child in. You know that movie, The Room, that won all those awards last year? That's how big this airport was. The lady who checked me in flew the plane. I'm like, we should be limiting these jobs. I feel like it's a conflict of interest if you're checking me in and then you're starting the plane. I don't feel good about that. I feel like you should have certain parts of your staff that only do certain jobs. So, you know, I was like, yo, how am I going to get through this airport with my weed? And then I just got through the airport with my weed, and I brought it home. I think it's amazing. I mean, given it is legal in Washington and I'm flying back to a legal state, it's still wild. And maybe they didn't see it. You know, it's not like I had a pound of weed in my purse. Just a couple grams, just a little bit, a little peppering of delicious hybrid marijuana from Washington State. Just gorgeous. Really gorgeous. But I'm back here in LA organizing my life. I was also in Phoenix, Arizona. I played the House of Comedy last weekend. And I drove from LA to Phoenix, which is about a 6-hour drive. And I drove because if the drive is anywhere in like a 5 to 6 hour radius from LA, I'll do it and bring my dogs, because otherwise I have to have them be watched and I don't get to have fun. So I drove with all the dogs and went to Phoenix, Arizona. I had Andrew Williams there. All my dogs got penetrated by cactus, not by people, by cactus. Bunny, I'm pretty sure, still has a cactus in her nose. Went straight through her snout. She wouldn't let me pull it out before you go and call PETA. It was insane. Like, the desert, there's so many creatures in the desert. It's so dry, and everything crinkles because it's so dry. And, like, I was hiking, and I could hear, like, all these, like, little critters just like, what was that? Everything's so dry and crispy, and it's hot. It feels like, if a dinosaur showed up, you wouldn't be surprised. Like, it feels like prehistoric. And there's apparently a cactus that shoots needles at you.
True hippie.
And I think it's in Phoenix, because these motherfuckers in Phoenix told me, they're like, you gotta be careful for that cactus that shoots needles at you. And I'm like, excuse me? Why is that not extinct? We're losing polar bears, but we're keeping cactuses that shoot shit at you? I mean, that's just insanity. I'm just going to get penetrated from a distance? You know, I don't know what kind of needle it is. I think it's called the jumping something. Let's see. Here we go. The jumping choya. Oh, shit. I definitely passed this guy a couple times. Do not be deceived. They're very small and very painful. Each needle is sharp and has hundreds of microscopic scales. If you walk by a jumping joyoya hoyo. A jumping choya cactus, and one needle snags you, the pod that the needle is on will detach and spring into your skin. Oh my god. That is so disturbing. When this happens, you will have several of the needles in your skin at once. Jesus. No, thank you. I mean, nature is just pure armor. It's just everything's out to get you. And I'm like, I'm not meant to be hike. I can hike in LA because it's a different climate, you know? And by hiking in LA, I just mean putting sneakers on and going to a bar. That's that's all the hiking I do in LA. But like, this shit was real, you know? Like, I had a third degree burn on my back. And it was so funny because my sports bra is a cross strap in the back. So literally it looked like X marks the spot on my back. It's like anybody who, you know, if we're doing semen sports, X marks the spot right in between my shoulder blades. And Andrew got burnt to shit. We were total amateurs, but we got weed. We also got weed. I brought weed home from Phoenix, some heavy duty, I believe it was, from Phoenix, Arizona. And before that, I brought some weed home from San Jose. My apartment is filled with weed. It's appropriate considering I'm a partner in a dispensary, but still. There was this lady at the show, at one of the shows in Phoenix, who, she just was like, she was like a meth head zombie. That's the best way I can describe her. Another heckler. It's just like, you ladies got to shut your traps, okay? Develop a skill. Don't come to my show with your insecurities and your pride and just have verbal diarrhea in the middle of my dreams. You know, I'm up there telling jokes. Just shut your trap. But she like stepped up to me. Like it was like legit. Like it was like step up to the streets realness. We were about to take it outside. And she kept puffing her chest at me like that dinosaur from Jurassic Park. The one that took out Newman. You know that guy? She like puffed up at me. And just went crazy. She was like, you want to have a hoedown? I think you just asked me to dance, miss. Did you just ask me to do a hoedown? No, thank you. Do you mean a throwdown? Because if you want to dance, we could do that. That sounds fun. But if you want to throw down, I'm scrappy. I'm from upstate New York. I will throw the hoedown. How about that? Maybe that's what she meant. She knows I would throw that hoe down. But I had fun with her. I had a little fun with her. I'll play you a little bit of it. Here's the meth head zombie.
My mom rips the boxes open. If I bring her a box of wine, she rips it open because she found out there's a bag of wine inside. It's like a toy for a drunk adult just to keep them occupied. What's all? And she puts her red wine bags into every nook and cranny in the fridge. And like you open the door in the morning and it just looks like a Red Cross donation center. She's standing there judging you for not drinking. Are you going to grab a bag or not? Come on. It's like an adult Capri Sun. Get a bag. Grab a house sweater. We're going to watch 19 Hours of Law and Order. Come on. My mom is nuts. She's at that age where she's staring death in the face and she wants her daughters to make offspring so she feels young again.
Exactly.
It's called being a grandma. Yep. Oh, look how sad you guys got. My mom's like, have a kid! That's her face. Have a kid!
Have a kid.
I'm like, get a therapy pet. Draw a face on one of your boxes of wine and get the fuck out of my house, Nance. How about that?
How about a dog?
All right, calm down! Don't a small crown, but just shh.
Adopt
what? I'm gonna adopt you and put a dick in your mouth and shut you up. Adopt!
Well, at least kicking your ass.
What are you doing in your life that you're so good?
You know what? I'm in the medical field, so I.
You're in the medical field? Do you sell meth? Okay, why don't you give that seat your ass back and shut your flaps? I don't just give it up, give it. Phil says just to solve all the problems of us. Y'all got a hold of him.
Cash me outside, bitch. Cash me outside. Oh, that's cold.
Just calm down, okay?
And that's just craziness, you know? That's just craziness. This is just a little bit of what I have to deal with on the road. And it takes a certain level, a certain skill level, or just a mindfulness that you sometimes can't just let the people continue to talk. You have to address it. It has to become a part of the show. And I try and do that only if necessary, because I'm up there trying to tell a story. And if you're drunk ass on your busted budget meth want to interrupt me, I'm going to have to come at you. And I'm going to come at you like a Jehovah's Witness, but I'm still going to come at you. I'm going to knock on your door and ask you if you would like to just be a part of my world. And when you shut the door in my face, I'm going to shit on your lawn. That's what all Jehovah's Witnesses do. Everyone knows that. It's science. But, you know, she eventually left. We had a great show. We had a good time. Phoenix was amazing. And I was able to chill with my dogs. And, you know, on the ride home, I was inspired to write a blog about watching people drive in their cars because of what people do in their cars. A lot of you fuckers are nasty. A lot of you are nasty. You think you're in the safety of your car. And I was looking at everybody just taking, like, a consensus of what's going on out there on the highways. A lot of nose picking. A couple of you were eating soup. What the fuck? Some arguing happening, a lot of singing, like Broadway inspired theatrical singing with hand gestures across your dashboards. And I was inspired, so I wrote a little blog about it. It's the skinnyblondebitch.com. It's a blog I've had for a couple years that I'm getting back into, so that will come out every Thursday. Make sure you check out my Weeds Day. Every Wednesday, I puff a little weed. I highlight a specific strain. Usually it's sponsored by my people and partners, Honey Bear Farms, with our organic strains that we have. And it's a really fun time. It's on my Facebook fan page. It's anywhere from like 8 to 10 minutes long each week. It's live. You can just like my fan page. That's facebook.com/comedianJessieMayPeluso. And check that out every Wednesday. Sharp Tongue will be coming out on Tuesdays. So you got Sharp Tongue on Tuesday. You got Weeds Day on Wednesday. You've got my blog on Thursday. And I'll send you tit pics on Friday. How about that? But I'm going to be on the road coming up. Please come see me. April 7th and 8th, I'm going to be at Bananas, New Jersey. In Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. And April 20th, 420, I will be at Columbus, Ohio, Columbus Funny Bone for a 420 show in the afternoon. Check that out. Let me know if you're going to come so we can blaze. My Gotham dates at the end of April have been moved because I'm going to be spending some time with my family. May 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th, I will be in Canada. That's Rick Bronson's House of Comedy in Edmonton. May 18th, 19th, and 20th, I will be at Hyenas in Fort Worth, Texas with my boy Justin Martindale, who was also on the Sharp Tongue podcast. Last time we were in Texas, he was on the episode. And June 8th, 9th, and 10th, I'll be at Hyenas in Dallas, Texas. Sex in Texas. And don't forget, I'm rolling in that money. I got paper. Better recognize. Sharp Tongue is here to stay. We're going to have a re-release. I will probably continue to put out episodes, and then we'll have a beautiful, polished podcast coming up soon. A couple weeks. Check out Hilarious in a couple weeks. I'll keep you guys posted. Make sure you take care of each other. Treat somebody kind today. Open a door. Shut a door. Help somebody cross a street. Give a guy a dollar. Take a dollar from a hoe. Slap a hoe. Tell someone they're being disrespectful. I did that today. Some motherfucker at the post office told the post office worker to shut the fuck up for no reason. And I told the guy, I said, hey, sir, your energy is caustic. And it shocked him. I think it shocked him because I don't think he understood what caustic meant. But I don't even think he knew I was slightly insulting him. Not even insulting him. I just was telling him how it was. And it sort of shut him down a little bit. So let people know if they're being assholes. Because you're doing them good. Okay? And I'm checking out this new book that I love by a Professor Stuart Diamond called Getting More. I recommend it for everybody. Check the book out. This is a non-paid ad. It's called Getting More. Check it out. Also watch Tony Robbins' I Am Not Your Guru on Netflix. Shit will change the game. And don't forget, have a little puff for me, okay? You guys are beautiful. I love you. And one more time. Rolling in the paper.